Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, January 27th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Sony announced the Alpha 1, a new mirrorless camera with a 50.1 megapixel full-frame sensor, capable of shooting 30 frames per second stills and 8K 10-bit video at 30 frames per second. It offers in-body stabilization, a 240Hz refresh rate electronic viewfinder, and updated eye autofocus that works on humans, common pets, and now birds. It ships in March for $6,500. In other camera news, Fujifilm unveiled the GFX100S, a 102-megapixel medium-format camera with in-body image stabilization, backside illuminated sensor, and weatherproofing in a smaller 900-gram body. It can shoot 4K video at up to 30 frames per second in 10-bit 420 or record 12-bit RAW video to an external recorder. The GFX100S is available in March for $6,000. A bug in the Linux utility SUDA was patched after being discovered by security researchers at Qualys 2 weeks ago. The bug would allow attackers who had gained access to a low-privileged account to gain root access, even if not listed in the app's config file. The bug impacts almost all sudo installs and was introduced into the app's code in July 2011. Motherboard reports someone is selling access to a database of approximately 500 million phone numbers associated with Facebook IDs. Customers can access the database using an automated Telegram bot. Facebook told Motherboard the data is related to a vulnerability fixed in August 2019. Following reports of Iranian users having issues connecting to the messaging app Signal, the app's Twitter account claims Iranian officials are now dropping all Signal traffic in the country. This comes after the app was removed from local app stores Cafe Bazaar and MyGet on January 14th. Motorola announced the Motorola Edge S, offering a 6.7-inch 90Hz display, Snapdragon 870 system on a chip, sub-6 GHz 5G support, Wi-Fi 6, expandable storage, and a 5,000 mAh battery. It includes three rear cameras and dual hole-punch selfie cameras, runs Android 11, and is available for pre-order now in China for 1,999 yuan, about $309. Intel launched its first Z desktop graphics cards, offering three 4K display outputs with HDR support and supporting decoding of AV1 content. These cards will have 4GB of memory and 80 execution units available on pre-built systems from system integrators. This is Intel's first desktop graphics card since the Intel i740 series released in 1998. Plex launched a game streaming service called Plex Arcade, offering access to 30 classic games like Asteroids, Centipede, Missile Command, Adventure, and Ninja Golf, playable on Android, iOS, Android TV, tvOS, and Chrome. The games are licensed from Atari, though you can add your own ROMs as well. Because of licensing fees, you'll need to pay $4.99 a month, or if you're already paying for Plex Pass, an extra $2.99 a month. ByteDance confirmed it will reduce the size of its TikTok team in India following the decision to keep the ban on the app in place in the country last week. The company employs over 2,000 people in India, and TechCrunch's sources say at least two-thirds of those jobs will be eliminated. Microsoft announced that Xbox Game Pass now has 18 million subscribers, up 20% since the fall. The company also said it sold more Xbox Series X and S consoles in its first month than any of its previous console launches, although it did not provide specific numbers. Ford's electric scooter subsidiary Spin is developing a feature called Spin Valet for next-generation scooters, which will use cameras to enable remote operators to move the vehicles between locations without a rider. Spin will first test the feature on 300 S200 scooters in Boise, Idaho, starting this spring. And finally, OnePlus founder Carl Pei announced his next venture, a company called Nothing, focusing on making consumer smart devices with its first hardware expected to ship in the first half of 2021. Nothing will initially release hardware focused on simpler categories, hoping to differentiate its offerings by using custom-made components in its products at launch. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.